This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. When you're the parent of a small child, there are certain milestones in their physical and mental development you tend to look out for. But beyond the obvious ones, things like walking and talking are some more subtle markers of a child's development. And those milestones are not always reached when they should be. And in many cases in the city of Milwaukee, no one is paying attention until it's too late. But a federally supported program called Project Launch has been underway for several years in Milwaukee. It seeks to standardize the effort to track childhood development and empower more caregivers to carry out that screening. It's targeted on 12 specific zip codes and funded through a grant from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Cindy Muhar is a family living educator with the Milwaukee County UW Cooperative Extension. Dr. Ariana Kyle is the program coordinator for the Wisconsin Statewide Medical Home Initiative through Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Muhar is with us in the studio. Kyle joins us on the line from Madison. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so Thank much you. For asking us.
So what is happening, or what had been happening, particularly in 12 zip codes in Milwaukee, but perhaps on a broader scale, that necessitated the undertaking that Project Launch represents?
Well, there are disparities in healthy birth outcomes and infant mortality rates in those zip code areas, Mitch.
What is at stake here? What happens if this effort and others potentially like it isn't a success? What happens if we go another generation with these routine screenings not being as universal as they could be?
Well, I can tell you at this point, only 30% of all children with developmental delays are diagnosed before they get to kindergarten. And research has shown the importance of early detection and early intervention, again, to help these children reach their full potential. So if we don't start doing universal screening, these children are going to continue to fall through the net, so to speak, until they get to school. And at that point, then they'll have either a lot of catching up to do, or it just is really, they don't have as good of outcomes had they been discovered earlier and gotten the support they needed at a very early age.
How successful has Project Launch been? I mean, what can you tell us about the progress that's been made so far?
Well, I can tell you that we are trying to address universal screening in several ways. One way is we are providing training to child care providers so that they can be offering the tool to parents, because that's a really important part about this, Mitch, is that it's a parent-administered tool. The tool recognizes parents as the experts about their children. So the child care providers will work in partnership with parents to provide the screening, share results, and then make appropriate referrals. So one of the things we're doing is providing training for early childhood educators, child care providers, pediatricians. And then another thing that we're doing is we are training trainers to provide training of the ASQ. YoungStar, which is the quality assurance arm of the state for child care providers, recognizes the ASQ as a valid tool and is recommending or approves its use for family providers. And so in order to be a YoungStar trainer, you have to be a registry-approved trainer. And so we started a little over a year ago, as far as I know, I was the only registry-approved ASQ trainer in the city of Milwaukee. And by the end of the year, there will be 8 of us, and after that, there should be 10 to 12 within the next year. So that will help build capacity to keep people's minds focused on this tool and how to use it and keep it at the forefront in our community.
Well, and so as a trainer, what is that process like? Talk about what you do when you sit down and try to educate someone about ASQ.
Okay, one of the first things we do is we talk about the process itself, how long it's going to take, because it can take up to a year. We talk about what's required in the process, and then I make sure that people are still really interested in it. I provide them with an ages and stages kit, and then they come and attend a full-day training, so they get to know about the tool. And then they are required to assist parents, do 5 different screenings to score the tool, to share those results with the parents, and make appropriate referrals as necessary. And I act as their coach in that regard. And then after they've done the five screenings, we meet and talk again. We talk about any challenges they may have faced, some of the strengths, any aha moments. And then from there, they can watch a video on a home visitor doing an ASQ. And then we do a co-facilitation. So we work together to provide a full-day training for child care providers or early childhood educators. And then I provide feedback after the training. And then we meet again to review PowerPoint even further. And then they provide, they co-facilitate a workshop on their own. So, again, it can take anywhere from 6 months to a year, depending on what our schedules are like and how often we can get workshops scheduled.
Well, and so where do the parents enter the equation?
They're the ones that administer the tool. They're the ones that go through the questionnaire, answer all the questions, and then they bring the tool back to the provider, and the provider scores the tool, and then they prepare a written summary for the parents with recommendations. The parents also, with the child care providers, they will work with the child care provider to develop goals for the provider's lessons plans for the child. So the parents are very integral in the application of this tool.
Ariana, we were talking about successes or progress that the project has made since project launched. What have been the chief challenges along the way?
Well, you know, I think when we're looking at supporting professionals in those 12 target zip code areas, these are people who are really serving high needs children and families on a daily basis. And I think they have a number of competing priorities for their time and their energy. And so sometimes it can be a challenge to recruit people to participate in these trainings. And we've been fortunate to support five different pediatric and family practice clinics within those 12 target zip codes, training over 50 clinicians and their care team members. But of course, we would always appreciate the opportunity to share the information with more. We have a five-year period of time from the start of the project launch grant in 2009 to when it ends in 2014. And we'd really like to just make people aware on an ongoing basis that these resources are available and support is available to help them use standardized tools within their practice.
What is the ultimate aim by 2014, by the time this grant runs out?
You know, I think there are a variety of aims. You know, I think in terms of developmental screening, certainly one primary goal is to ensure that more professionals are using a standardized tool, specifically the Ages and Stages questionnaire, and with different professional sectors using the same tool. So, for instance, Cindy is training child care providers to use the ASQ, and our grant is training pediatricians and family physicians to use the same tool. And by those two professional sectors using the same tool, it can really help facilitate communication and really help to streamline care for children and families. So I think one significant goal of Project Launch is to increase the number of professionals who are using the ASQ routinely and therefore having more children's development screened on a routine basis.
These 12 zip codes we're talking about, I imagine these are the zip codes, the areas of the greatest health disparities?
Correct.
Are there challenges in, you know, you talk about the where the parents come in is that they need to be using this tool. You can train all the child care providers and all the pediatricians and all the other professionals you want, but there needs to be cooperation on the part of the parents. Have there been issues in getting the parents to not necessarily buy in, but to take part?
No, I think some of the challenges are, as Ariana had indicated earlier, these are zip code areas where there are lots of challenges for families. And so management of time and priorities is really important. But once the parent sees the tool, they get really engaged in the tool. We've done some focus groups with parents who have used the tool, and they really enjoy the tool. In fact, when home visitors use it in their programs, they often get parents asking, when can we do that again? Because it's a lot of fun. It helps them to understand childhood development even a little better. It helps them play with their child and understand their child's strengths. So it's really a fun tool. One of the other things is not every child is in child care. So there's another way that parents can do the screening on their own without partnership of a provider or pediatrician. The Easter Seals is providing this available online for free to parents under their Make the First Five Count initiative. So parents can go to their website and they can complete the online screening all by themselves, and they will get feedback from Easter Seals as to how their child is developing and any appropriate referrals that they'd need to make.
Ariana, or Cindy for that matter, can you give us some samples of the kinds of questions that show up as part of this tool? What are the kinds of things that when parents are sitting down to try to assess how their child is developing, they have to answer?
Well, Cindy, do you have an age interval questionnaire with you there? There are 21 different age interval questionnaires with the Ages and Stages Questionnaire Toolkit. They screen kids as young as 2 months of age, all the way up to 5 years of age.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go through all of them. Just a sample, though, would be interesting.
Sure. First of all, the answers for parents are either yes, sometimes, or not yet. And that's a beautiful thing about the tool is that it's very strength based. If the answer's not yet, it just means let's look for this behavior, this skill to be developed in the near future. So one of the questions might be for an 18-month-old. When your baby looks in the mirror and you ask your baby, where is Bobby? Does the baby point to himself in the mirror? Okay, that's one question. For infants, they may ask, does your baby grab a hold of your finger and hold on very tightly? So they're very simple questions. And again, these are questions that parents are going to know about their children because they are the experts. So that's one reason parents like filling it out. Another great thing is that it's written at a low literacy level. So most parents can read it and understand it with no problem at all.
What about follow-through? A child care provider gives this tool to a parent. A parent fills it out. The child care provider is able to score it and say, well, you know, these are the things that perhaps are areas of concern. What happens then?
Well, then they would make a referral. And we've been working closely with our birth to three coordinator in Milwaukee County to create a referral packet that we can provide to providers, people who are being trained, so they can better understand the referral process and feel comfortable with it and kind of hold the parent's hand through the referral process. I think that's a really important thing. So if a child is an infant up to age 3, we could make a referral to birth to 3 for diagnostic assessment. If the child is older than 3 years old, we would make a referral to Child Find through the Milwaukee Public Schools. And sometimes they don't need a formal referral. Sometimes it would be an informal referral, like perhaps a suggestion for a child to become a member of a particular play group or something else that can help strengthen their development.
From the medical provider, and if a child does have a concerning screening result on the Ages and Stages questionnaire or any other validated screening instrument, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that that child receive 3 simultaneous referrals. So the first is to early intervention, like Cindy mentioned, if the child is between 0 and 3 years of age, or to early childhood special education if the child is between 3 and 5 years of age. The second 2 referrals that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends for these children are for a full medical evaluation to determine if there's a physical cause behind the delay. And AAP says that child's primary care clinician is really ideally positioned to conduct that evaluation. And then the last evaluation AAP recommends for children with concerning screening results is a full developmental evaluation, really to determine if there is a specific diagnosis behind the delay that could help guide treatment.
Do the two of you feel like this is already making a difference, or is the result really not going to be known for 2, 3, 5, 10 years?
I believe it's already making a difference. We trained over 200 early childhood educators last year alone, and they are implementing the tool in their organizations. So we're going to be doing a follow-up evaluation survey of those providers to find out how things are going. So I think right now it is making a difference.
From the the aspect of medical providers' use of validated screening instruments, we've really seen a nice uptake over the past 6 years when these trainings have been offered to clinicians and their care team members. The efforts started out prior to Project Launch, but really have been supplemented by Project Launch. So we've seen a really nice uptake in use of validated tools by pediatricians and family physicians. And I think increasingly, as the word gets out, as different professional sectors are using the tools, as parents are exposed to these tools or see neighbors who are using the tools with their children, I think it doesn't take very much for people to really get engaged in the process and to realize how helpful an instrument like the ASQ can be, not only in identifying those children with delays as early as possible, but also for typically developing children, to really heighten their parents' appreciation for typical development and give them a sense for developmental skills that may be coming in the near future.
Arianna Kyle, Cindy Muhar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
My pleasure.
Cindy Muhar is a family living educator with the Milwaukee County UW Cooperative Extension. Dr. Arianna Kyle is the program coordinator for the Wisconsin Statewide Medical Home Initiative through Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Both groups are stakeholders in a childhood wellness screening program called Project Launch, which is scheduled to run through next year. You can learn more from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a quick break now, but keep listening. Gardening contributor Melinda Myers joins us with advice on this challenging spring for our plants. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.